Well, good morning, church, and happy Mother's Day. We're so happy that you could join us today here online. Before I get to my message, I want to remind you about our annual Mother's Day fundraiser for Crisis Pregnancy Center called Operation Baby Bottle. This fundraiser ends on Father's Day and is this year's donations. All their donations are to be given online. So if you're looking for more information on how to give to them, just go to our website at westwindchurch.com and look for the links and they will point you in the right direction. Now, Mother's Day is a very special day, as we all know, and it's a day where we can celebrate the mothers or the mother figures in our lives. It's important that we take the time to celebrate them and make them feel special. Now, my mother has passed away, but her influence on me still continues. My mother instilled in me a love for God and a passion for His Word. And so, this is a time to remember the mothers that have gone on before us and had a great influence in our lives. So if your mother has passed on, take the time today and remember her, as I know you will. But at the same time, we need to celebrate the women around us that still have influence in our lives. Now, women are some of the most impactful people this world has ever known. I want us to be the kind of Christians that take ownership over our sphere of influence so that the next generation might be changed for the good. I don't want us to think that bringing up the next generation is someone else's responsibility. You've heard me say it before, that behind every great man is a faithful woman lifting the arms of her husband. And in biblical culture, it was the woman who primarily raised and cared for the children. And because of that, they were the greatest examples that children had from day to day. Throughout history, women have contributed to great art, to fantastic music, to theology, education, exploration, and adventure. And Scripture gives us a great description of a godly woman in Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31, and we're going to bounce through those and point out some highlights. It says this in verse 10, "A wife of noble character who can find, she is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value." In verse 20, "She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy." Verse 25, "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her husband and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate." You see, I love Proverbs 31 because it depicts a strong, godly woman as someone who runs her business and her home, all while making everyone proud. Let me make sure to say something. If it is your desire to have children and you're struggling with that, I know days like this can be difficult. I want you to know that God knows exactly where you are and He cares about your deepest cares. And whether you are a mother or not, you can have an incredible impact on others if you choose to. In saying that, we all have a mother. Good or bad, we all have one. Good or bad, they have influenced us in some way, and it's up to us to decide whether or not we learn from our mother's successes and from their failures. Our mothers have had a part in making us who we are, whether we like it or not. And when you come to the point in your life where you can accept the fact that your mother did the best with what she had, you will then find freedom and maybe even some forgiveness if you need that. Maybe your mother was a great example and your relationship with her was fantastic. Cherish that and her, because that's not what everyone gets. It's truly a great gift. No matter where you are at today, you have the choice to be that example that either you were shown to be or to be what you wish you would have been shown. So my advice to you today is be that example. Don't let attitudes, feelings, circumstances stop you from being exactly who and what you can be. When I think of the Bible and great stories of strong women, I think of Timothy. It's hard to separate him from his upbringing. The Bible is pretty clear that he was raised and inspired by his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois, two great women in the Bible. These women were given credit for bringing up one of the most influential pastors in biblical record, 2 Timothy 1:5. "For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well." We don't know much about Eunice except that she was married to a Greek man according to Acts chapter 16 verse 1, but what we do know is that Paul thought Timothy had great biblical training in his youth in chapter 3 verse 15. And the credit is given to his mother and his grandmother because they were the primary ones responsible for raising him. Because of the early training of these two godly women, God was able to use one of the most famous writers of the Bible, Paul, to continue Timothy's training. Now, any mother would have been proud if the Apostle Paul came to their hometown looking for someone to be the next leader, handpicked their son, and then acknowledged their son's success in the faith to the women who raised them. I know my mom would be ecstatic. Now, moms, grandmas, ladies, what kind of influence and legacy are you leaving in the lives of your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, Sunday school class, and the next generation? Your influence is greater and broader than you realize. Look at the mother of Moses. She was bold and courageous enough to take a risk so that Moses could live. If you look at Numbers 26, 59, Exodus 2, chapter 3. Moses would eventually be one of Israel's greatest and most faithful leaders. I think of Deborah, who in the book of Judges, who helped lead the entire nation of Israel to victory, Judges 4, 4 and 10. Naomi helped Ruth find the one true God to where she became a part of a godly heritage in the kingly line of David and Christ. I think of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the great faith she had to bear a child as a young woman and who was a virgin. Her son Jesus was not only the Son of God, but also the Savior of the world, Luke 1, 26 to 27. What is outstanding about each of these women was they were all different, and so were their stories. That means there isn't one perfect candidate for being a great mom or woman. In other words, you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to be a stay-at-home mom. You don't have to be a working mom. You don't have to be a married mom, widowed mom, or a divorced mom, or a mom at all in order for God to use you. God can do anything with anyone who is fully dedicated to Him. So I ask you today, how are you allowing God to use your situation today? Women are not empowered by societal dictates. Women are not empowered by their home. Women are not empowered by their workplace. Girls and teens, you are not empowered by the clothes you wear or by the people you hang out with. Girls, ladies, and women, like all people, are empowered by their core, God-given worth, and that's from Him. God has a plan of influence for each person as an individual. What is God's plan of influence for you today? Are you fulfilling it? Have you gotten distracted from that plan? Are you still seeking His plan? I want to challenge you today, either after the service or maybe in your devotions, I would like to challenge you to read Proverbs chapter 31. Go through it and look at it from the view that God sees you. Look at it from where He's calling out, saying He values you and how valuable you are. To have a healthy view of self is super important. And the way to do that is to understand how God views you. And so if you read through that scripture, you will see that God loves you, He values you, and He thinks you're more valuable than rubies, that you're more valuable than all the stars in the sky. So I encourage you to do that today and see what God says to you over the next little while. You know, I hope you have a great Mother's Day celebrating moms, either you being celebrated or celebrating someone else. And you know what? You have yourself a great day. Feel special. And I can't wait to see you next week. God bless you. And we will see you next Sunday.